Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards Sunday morning, and time for our Week in Theater segment. What's going on stage in Chicago? And we always talk about the big theater companies and the big shows that are going on in town. We'd like to focus on some of the other theater companies that are in Chicago as well. I would argue some of the best in the world being performed on stages around Chicago, and how perfect for St. Patrick's Day today that we focus in on the Irish Theater of Chicago. Their artistic director, J.R. Sullivan, is in studio with us, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you, J.R.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you for being here with us.
You bet.
So talk to us a little about the history of Irish Theater of Chicago.
Irish Theater of Chicago started as the Shanachie Theater Company. 1995, they got together to produce a play that one of their founding members had written, Ann Noble's play, And Neither Have I Wings to Fly. It was a huge success. Its success inspired the company with an enthusiastic audience behind them to stay with it. So they formed a company for the production of plays, Shanachie being the Irish word for storyteller. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning. Now that's coming up on 25 years ago.
Is that right? Yeah. I remember seeing a show. I want to say that it was at the Irish American Heritage Center Northwest Side.
Yeah, it's been the company has no permanent home. I would say not yet. One of my dreams for the company is to change that in the future. A company of this stature and
it's very common though for theater companies like that
there are many great spaces for them.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Especially at the Den, for instance.
Yeah, which is where you are performing predominantly these days.
That's right, and certainly when we get on stage next year, it'll most likely be at the Den. We're close to firming that up now. In fact, the Den, the last Jeff Award winning ensemble production, Connor McPherson's Seafarer was at the Den. So that's the latest home, and likely to be the one next season.
Yeah. So what would you say is the sort of the mission statement of Irish Theater of Chicago? What is it that you try to accomplish when you put on production?
Well, it comes, of course, from based on the, I mean, look, the Irish have the gift of not just speech, but fiery speech.
You think? You think some of the great works of not only literature, but theater, and some of the greatest works of all time
come
from Irish playwrights.
Born as well of the fierce, independent spirit of the people and the country. And the theater is especially the place for that. You know, fiery speech with dramatic purpose. Sometimes we can get lost in the idea of it being poetic and this and that, and it is beautiful speech, but it's also fiery with intent and purpose. And this company has always been devoted to that kind of storytelling and that kind of theatrical experience, and that is an absolute bond with the Chicago theater style, a style that prizes the word in the body, in the body of the actor, and the inspiration that can result from that cohesion and that purpose doesn't need the big theaters. It just needs truth in a space,
yeah.
And that's been the storefront theater story in Chicago, this year of Chicago theater.
It's almost more effective, don't you think, in a storefront theater where you're audience member just a few feet away from some fiery dialogue that's
right.
being delivered.
Yeah. Or fiery action.
Yeah.
You are certainly in the same room with it. And, I think that is an intensive experience.
Yeah, what have been some of the productions for which you have been most proud?
Well, the Seafarer was extraordinary in every way, and the Weir, another Conor McPherson play, which is our next project. It is being revived for a special weekend of performances down at University of Notre Dame, which not home of the Fighting Irish, of course, speaking of fiery speech, yeah. But also home of one of this country's. Most highly regarded Irish studies departments. And that meshes with the theater's mission for the Irish culture and history and the voice of the Irish people.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about Irish Theater of Chicago, how you can learn about their schedules, where you can see them, what they have coming up. It's all next here on 720 WGN. Hey. Coming up after 11 o'clock on this St. Patrick's Day, we're going to be talking about where to find the best corned beef in Chicago. That was featured in an article in the Chicago Tribune. That's on the way in a little while. The group Aaron Moore, the guys that do the song Southside Irish, were in studio with us to start the show off today. We're going to replay that coming up for you a little bit later on. We had a great time with them this morning, as we are right now. With J.R. Sullivan, who's the artistic director of the Irish Theater of Chicago. We don't focus enough on some of the smaller theater companies in Chicago that are doing amazing work that I think contribute to Chicago's reputation for having some of the best theater in the world. There was a famously critic in London, yeah, who wrote about theater and said that Chicago theater hands down beats New York theater because of our storefront theater and all the great shows that we have there.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. Having lived and worked in New York for 15 years, this is a much more vibrant theater community. And it comes because the companies are form, you know, when they start out, you know, and continue as storefront companies, that's the phrase. They're artist-driven companies. They're companies born of passion, you know, for the work. My predecessor as the artistic director of the Irish Theater was Michael Grant. He was there at the very beginning with that first production of Ann Noble's and Neither Have I Wings to Fly. He, Kobe Goss, Karen Targin, and the rest established that company, and they were artist-driven on the basis of it's the work and the truth of the work and the love of the work by our audience that matters, and that's a passion, that's a pure thing.
Performers as well. It's just a love of acting. It's a love of telling these stories.
And some of the best actors in Chicago, yeah, without question. Brad Armacost, for instance, yeah, a member of the company, who's right now on tour with Woman in Black, that was at the Royal George for a couple of months, yeah, earlier this year, but comes back to town and at the end of the month and is in the Weir that down at University of Notre Dame, reprising his role from the successful production of a couple of years back. So he's just one example of an extraordinary company.
Yeah.
Carolyn Cruz, Barbara Figgins, yeah, Kobe Goss, Shane Kenyon, Dan Waller, goes on and on.
Yeah. When will the performance of The Weir be taking
April
place?
April 4th, 5th, and 6th, okay, at the DeBartolo Center, a beautiful center for the performing arts on the campus of the University of Notre Dame. And that's a relationship that's going to continue next year. We had three shows there this year. We'll take two down next year, as well as getting back on stage in Chicago at the Den.
That's really just sort of a perfect place for Irish Theater of Chicago, isn't it?
Is it not?
At Notre Dame. Fantastic. I imagine people can get more info on that at your website.
Our website.
IrishTheater.org.
That's it.
If you want to get more info on that. To talk about shows that are going to be coming up for you would be a little bit premature right now.
Only by a couple of weeks or so.
Yeah.
But we're looking at some Brendan Behan.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah,
the kinds of things that you're looking for and the kinds of playwrights that you look to represent at your theater and the kind of works that you like to produce there.
Well, it'll be a combination of the tradition of Irish theater, you know, especially the 20th century Irish theater, the theater that was born with the country, you know, in out of the 19-teens into the 1920s, which is not to exclude Northern Ireland, of course. But, you know, Sean O'Casey through to Brian Friel, through to Brendan Behan and the rest, through to Conor McPherson and Martin McDonagh, but then also new work, new plays. And recently, the quality of work that we've been given in the Irish theater from women writers in Ireland, Deirdre Kinahan being one, is extraordinary. And that's a whole area that this company is going to expand into and grow from.
Yeah. Are there particular playwrights that you think really capture the essence of what Irish theater is?
Right now, I would say it's McPherson. His The Weir is extraordinary. St. Nicholas, that the actor Brendan Coyle did just a couple months back at the Goodman Theater. Extraordinary writer. The spell, the mystical spell that can be woven by the storyteller that starts with the writer, carried through by the actor, that stops time, that replaces time for an audience with what is happening before them on the stage is the key to a successful any successful theater, you know, but especially the Irish theater.
Those are, that's what, to me, that's what really is characteristic of great theater, that spell.
That's right.
That it puts you under, no matter what it is.
That's why it's so disappointing when it's not there.
Yeah.
Because the opportunity for that mysticism, shall we call it, enchantment, certainly, is there every time an audience trusts you enough to put their dollar down and come in and sit there and spend the time. A time which is such a premium now, more than ever. And it's a lost opportunity, but it's an opportunity that the Irish theater always hopes to make the most of.
Yeah, and that spell can be cast, even if it's comedy, even if it's a musical. It doesn't have to be a dour, a tragedy and make you sit there for 6 hours.
It's transporting. It reminds us why we live.
Yeah. And that's the essence of great theater, and how great that you make that such a high priority in the works that you're doing.
Well, it's a calling, I would say. No one does it for the money.
Yeah, well, it's keep up the calling.
Thanks.
Keep the calling going.
Yes.
Give me the dates once again for The Weir at University of Notre Dame.
April 4th, 5th, and 6th at the DeBartolo Center for the Performing Arts, University of Notre Dame.
Okay, and what other kind of information will we find on your website also?
Well, the company, news about the company, the history of the company, and, of course, our vision.
The website, again, is Irish Theater and Theater R-E .org, irishtheater.org. J.R. Sullivan is the artistic director, and we appreciate you coming in and sharing some of your St. Patrick's Day with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dave.
Appreciate you coming in. We'll take a quick break and update news coming up next, WGN. Hello.